AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI has released the first surveillance image from the night of Nancy Guthrie's disappearance in Arizona, showing a masked person on her porch. The 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie has been missing for more than a week. FBI Director Kash Patel says the image shows an armed individual appearing to have tampered with the camera at Nancy Guthrie's front door the morning of her disappearance. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick acknowledged he had met with Jeffrey Epstein twice after his 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from a child. In one instance,
we had lunch on the island. That is true, for an hour, and we left with all of my children, with my nannies and my wife, all together. We were on family vacation. We were not apart. To suggest there was anything untoward about that in 2012.
It's a reversal of Lutnick's previous claim he had cut ties with the late financier after 2005. There's a growing call by Democrats for Lutnick to resign. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer avoided an Epstein-connected ouster, at least for now.
The Prime Minister was saved when his rivals inside the governing Labour Party hesitated about the prospect of a leadership coup. Speaking in public for the first time since Monday's dramatic events, Starmer promised to fight on.
I will never walk away from the mandate I was given to change this country. I will never walk away from the people that I am charged with fighting for.
It was Starmer's decision to appoint Peter Mandelson, a friend of Epstein, as UK ambassador to Washington in 2024 that led many to question the leader's judgment and call for his resignation. Starmer has since apologised, saying Mandelson lied about the extent of his ties to the convicted sex offender. Starmer's fight back has well and truly begun, but questions remain as to how long it will last. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The leader of ICE is defending his officers' actions before Congress after the deaths of two protesters in Minnesota. This is AP News. Paramount is not giving up trying to buy Warner Brothers Discovery.
The company offering Warner shareholders on Tuesday an added ticking fee if the deal doesn't close by year end. Paramount also pledged to fund Warner's proposed $2.8 billion breakup payout to Netflix under their merger agreement. Paramount's offer otherwise remains at the same price of $30 per share in cash. Paramount aims to buy Warner for $77.9 billion but needs more shareholder support and is again extending the deadline for its tender offer. Meanwhile, Warner's leadership has continued to back its $72 billion studio and streaming deal with Netflix. Both deals face tremendous antitrust scrutiny. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal health officials say they will reassess the safety of a chemical called BHA, used in foods including potato chips, cereals, frozen meals, and meat products. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.